It's your boy, DJ ATL11 Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
You know, as soon as I did that, you know what? It must have knocked me off the internet. Did it? Did I put it in it? Yeah, it did. It knocked me off. So I got to go back to this, connect to that. No, just to,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It, like, it knocked me off that.
Yeah, that way you have from the gun.
Mm-hmm. But then I'll get back in it once it. What the hell's going on? Come on. Yeah, I've seen that, so it's connected. Connect me back to the software for some reason. I know what I gotta do. Let me do this. I'm the host, so it should connect me back. Sure. Woo! It's your boy, DJ ATL11 Styles here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's right, it's your JTLM Styles getting ready to bring on. I'm here live at Studio Low, down here at the spot doing a big show. Got you doing some great live performances, performing. I'm right here with my man, DJ Ziggy, man. Say what's up, what's up, what's up?
What's up, what's up? How y'all doing tonight?
Yeah.
We good.
Yeah, you did a whole bunch of big projects, man. You doing a whole bunch of big songs, man. It was nice, man. Very nice. Had a lot of people out here. So we're going to go ahead and get live. Let me start bringing the people in. All right. It's your boy, DJ ATL6. What's up, man? What's up, guys? What's up, folks? I know y'all ready to get in. I'm bringing y'all on in. What's up? What's up?
What's going on? What's going on, everybody?
What's going on?
Hello, yeah, we doing great.
Hello to everybody. Good eye. Hello to Mr. Six Eyes, the Six Eyes Radio Network listeners. Good evening.
I apologize for not taking a little time. I'm out here live with my live iPad, and
doing a new setup, trying to get this whole thing so I can do this on the road. Because I have a lot of people always hitting me up saying, yo, DJ ATL, man, can you do your thing, man? Can you do your thing? And that's what I'm trying to do. So, but I'm going to pass the mic to my folks. Yo, y'all do y'all thing. We live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Y'all get in. So I'm going to get this music stopped and let y'all go ahead and start introducing yourselves and everything that's going on. I see we got a lot of callers on the line that might want to speak. What's up?
What's going on? Good evening. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Good evening.
Yes.
Oh, that's what's
good
up.
Evening.
And what's going on? What's going on? Once again, I want to say hello to Mr. Six Eyes and, of course, the Six Eyes Radio Network listeners. Good evening. And, of course, the lines are opening for all the callers to call in and share your thoughts and your opinions at 424-496-17. Mr. DJL will take care of you. Good evening to the squad. We have any squad, any queens and kings in the building tonight?
What's up, Miss Uncheckable? What's up?
What's going on, Queen? What's up, Miss Uncheckable? Is that Mr. Two-Piece out here in the background?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on with you?
How we doing this evening?
Good.
Anybody else? Good. Anybody else in the room? Anybody else on the line tonight?
Yeah, Miss Pride and Joy.
Oh, how you doing, Miss Pride and Joy? Welcome to the
I'm
Six Hours Radio Network.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Jada?
How you doing, Miss Pride and Joy?
That's what's up.
How you doing,
Two-Piece? Right. How's everybody doing? Everybody good? Everybody family's okay? Everybody's all right?
Yes, we doing good over here.
Good, Can't complain.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We're going to get right into some things until everybody else decides to call or join in. I've had a lot of people wanting to talk about the situation down in Florida with the African-American 14-year-old Tyre Sampson, who was ejected out of the park ride. Some horrific, terrible, tragic accident.
Yes.
Should have never happened. So would definitely like, you know, Ms. Uncheckable, Ms. Pride and Joy. Why don't you go ahead and give us your thoughts and opinions and start us off tonight.
May I? That is so devastating. Like, my daughter told me about that, and I looked into it. The video, my daughter was telling me the video. My daughter was literally crying about that. She said, you seen how it happened step by step, you know. And I just feel like if he got turned down for every other ride he went to, he was too large to get on these rides.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't this ride conductor, why didn't he tell him, no, you can't get on here?
Right.
And then he didn't even strap him in.
Absolutely.
So, like, that's just that's hurtful. Like, he went out of town on spring break with his team. And I just can't even imagine getting a phone call telling you my kid is dead.
Right. Very
that's
controversial
sad.
Situation.
Yeah, that's sad. And I just heard that, you know, before he got on that ride, he was telling somebody on the phone, if I don't make it off this ride, tell my mom and daddy I love them. I'm
wow.
like, what?
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely crazy. That's definitely crazy. Our condolences.
Yes, I'm so sorry for the family. Like,
Miss Pride and Joy, do you have any thoughts, opinions?
Well, I want to just say this. I think if I was a parent, I mean, I am a parent, and I would be very upset if that had happened to my child. But at the same time, that happened to somebody in my family before. Some people was on a ride. It was in the city. Mm-hmm. How they have the little small little carnivores that come down and stuff, and then something happened like that where they had got thrown off the ride. So I know how they feel. You know, I don't really know how they feel because that, you know, they that, but they really got hurt too as well. So I know how it feel when you are on a ride and the ride don't go a plan. You know, go at plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent my condolences out to the family as well. You know, nobody can never place a child. Nobody can never place a person that's missing in your life. You will never see this person ever again. And it's going to play in your mind. It's going to play because that was who you seen. and it's going to keep continuing to play in the mind. And you know you have to have God in your life to be able to handle a situation like that, because that's a strong situation, is to be able to lose a child. It is very close. Amen.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
to lose
it. It's
valuable
to lose anybody, but to lose something that you brought into this world, that you went into labor for, you know, it's just so different. So, I send my condolences out. Amen.
Absolutely. And you could tell that his father was crushed. Like, you go on, like you say, on vacation, and you expect to have a good time, and, like, what parent...
Yeah.
You know, expect to take your child to amusement park for a day of fun, and you know, you end up with something like so tragic, something so horrific, where you have to end up burying your child. And like I say, now this is going to be a very controversial story. You know, now you know the park is not our fault. You know, we didn't do it, but like I say, you hear about the pictures and the videos, and like you're saying, like, well, you're trying to talk about he was, you know, a little overweight, and why would you let him ride the ride? There's clearly apparently videos that he was not properly restrained in the ride. So, this is definitely going to be something controversial. Are there any more queens, any other women who would like to express any other? All right, Mr. Mint. Go ahead. Hello.
Oh, excuse me. This is Destiny.
Hello.
And I'm
how you doing? Good evening, Destiny.
Good evening, you all. How are you?
Good.
I'm just calling in, and I just wanted to say my condolences to the family. You know, as well as to, you know, my comfort goes up to the people that saw this tragic accident. You know, they were saying that one guy said, I don't know, I think it was his friend, said that he hasn't slept or ate or anything since the accident happened. You know, so it's going to take a toll on a lot of different people. You know, we go to these amusement parks and we put our trust in the conductors of the ride, and you know, I'm not sure if I'm, you know, right or not, but on one of the videos that I saw, the conductor was just sitting there carrying on a casual conversation about how high the ride was going to go up 430 feet and how it was going to drop down 75 miles per hour with three people not even going around to even check the restraint of the other people that was on the ride. So, you know, I just feel sorry for all of them, because this is a tragic, tragic, tragic accident, you know. And like I said, you know, I have a child myself, and I just can't imagine how the parents are truly feeling concerning this matter, because it is a sad situation. And I thank y'all for giving me the time. I'm complete.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
All right.
Are there any other women, any other queens in the room online?
Hello. Oh. Good afternoon. How are you all?
Good evening. We ask who you are, where you calling from?
This is Evangelist Clayton, and I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida.
Good evening. What would you like to share
good
with
evening,
us this evening?
Good evening. Truly, my condolences goes out to the Sampson family, but giving honor to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is our life. Amen. And without him, we can do absolutely nothing. As I said, my condolences goes out to the Sampson family, Tyree Sampson and his co-players. Traveled from Missouri, to come to Florida to the drop and fall theme park that we have in Orlando here on International Drive. And it just, what behooves me most of all about the situation, we know that death come. We have no control over death and age and race and creed and national origin. We have no control over, you know, when and sometimes we know that warning comes before destruction, and we know that Tyrese had been turned down on several other rides that he was trying to get on. And because rides simulates a weight of an individual that can ride those rides. And the drop and fall, the Icon, it's called Icon Museum in Orlando. You know, we know that out of any park or any recreational that we go to, should stimulate the weight side. But if he had been turned down two or three times prior in riding, I'm like the second speaker that spoke, amen, that if that ride represented certain weight, why would the conductor let him get on the ride? But my thing about the conductor is that you have young people. You have these young people that on their phones, Facebooking, on the different social medias that they're on, and really not paying attention. You got them 17 and 18 years old that you are hiring to conduct lives, that taking the responsibilities of people's lives. Now, you're right. This thing is really gonna affect so many other people, and this particular free drop ride that we have in Orlando, you know, just simplified to let us know that it's gonna have to have better conductors, gonna have someone that knows what they're doing. You just stick anybody. That's just like any stores that we go in now. Any restaurant you go in now, there's no respect. You know, you got these young people, and kudos to the young people that want to work. But you're not getting the accurate training. You're not having someone there. You're controlling this thing all by yourself. You got a 17, 18-year-old that are controlling a ride that goes 430 feet up, 430 feet up, and it drops. It drops almost 250 feet before Tyrese flew out of the thing, and it made like a pencil. I don't know if you all have any of you all have been to the theme park that we have in Orlando, especially that particular ride, because we only had that particular ride probably about a year or so, the drop and fall, and just to look at it, just to look at the speed. You drive a vehicle, you know, our members, our family drive a vehicle, and you're going 75 miles an hour. 75 miles. That is a fast driver. And with me being visually impaired, my granddaughter, my family member, my children, they driving over 65 miles an hour. You can feel that you can feel the altitude of that drive. 75 miles an hour and drop from 430 feet. Anybody, you know, he was already dead before he even left the theme park.
Yeah.
But, you know, we know that it has to be pronounced at the hospital, you know, and so forth. But to have it videoed, and then for the Lord to have already instructed him, that he said to tell my parents I love them. You know, we go through this little thing. You know, we go through this little thing. We know that God give us warning. But our thing about it is that parents, you're a parent, I'm a parent. I'm a grandmother, a great-grandmother, you know. So I have spiritual sons and daughters. You tell your children, 14 years old and from another state, not even from the Florida area, and you come to visit the theme park, that would devastate any parent from any all 50 states that would let your children go off. You know, and you're off with your teams, you know, your family members, support and fun day. You know, we got to be more mindful. We as parents got to be more mindful, and then to make sure. And the conductor didn't even check to see if the clamp was clamped down. And if that young man, Tyrese, was bigger than the usual individual in the weight, he should have never been able to get on that ride. Should have never got on that ride. But my condolences goes out to the Sampson family. My condolences just goes out to the whole park as a whole, even though even the one that was not constructed into the rise correctly. My condolences goes out to each and every one that had an eye to see the fall and to see the devastation and the danger to others and other young people. Other young people was affected by that thing, and now that's going to be mentally, psychologically, and emotionally. And we just have to be mindful and be more prayerful, and let us just continue to pray for one another. I'm complete.
Thank you so much for sharing. Are there any more queens, any more women on the line who would like
Hello.
To share their thoughts or opinion?
Hi.
Hey, queen, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Good.
Yeah.
How you feeling this evening?
I feel great. How about yourself?
I'm exceptional. Thank you for asking. Do you have any thoughts or opinions on this situation?
Not particularly. I'm just in agreement with everyone I've heard so far. I mean, it is sad. There are a lot of questions that needs to be answered. There's a lot of questions mm-hmm. that's never going to be answered. And we just have to remember that God is still in control and that he will mm-hmm. strengthen his family. He will be there for this family. And I just couldn't even imagine. I just couldn't imagine. I'm yeah. complete. Thank you.
Thank you. And just to expound on what some of y'all are saying, like the controversy, like they're trying to talk about the young youth's weight. And as Evangelist Clayton pointed out, you know, if he was not secure in the ride, mm-hmm. that's a problem, that's an issue. But they're mm-hmm. going around and saying, well, the ride has an automatic system where if the safety mm-hmm. harness is not securely locked, then the ride would not start. In other words, the people sitting there would not have lifted up into the air. So there's definitely, you know, somebody's lying about something, because if he was not securing, there's reports from the video that he was not mm-hmm. secured in, then that means that the ride should have never started in the first place. So yeah. that's going to be definitely be very, very controversial. Are there any more women, any more callers on the line?
May I please?
May I please?
Okay, going back on what you...
Go ahead, Queen.
I'm sorry. Going back on what you just said, there are certain rides that are like that. This particular ride is supposed to have been like that, but watching in some of the videos, and there's a couple of videos that's really, really up close with the guys that are talking to him, he looked as if he was secure because he was actually holding on to the things. Mm-hmm. You could actually see the part in the middle. You could see the parts over his chest. Although the parts on his chest and over his shoulders looked really, really tight, but he was actually holding on to it. So the question would be, if this machine is designed not, because most machines don't even start if everything is not clicked. So if this machine is like that, then how did this machine start if that young man was not strapped in like he's supposed to be? And if he was strapped in like he's supposed to be, then how did he fall out of it?
That part.
Like I say, there's going to be some questions never going to be answered, and there's going to be some answers never understood. I'm complete. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Evangelist Clayton, did you want to
yes.
further say?
Amen.
Go ahead.
Let me say this right here. If you all pay close attention to the videos, and there's a very clear, and there's abnormal videos now that is out there. If you pay close attention to the drop and fall ride, look at all other 35 rides that are on this particular drop and fall. If you look at Tyree's ride, pay attention to me, you all. Please listen to me. Look at the lighting. Every ride has a light up under it. Every ride has a light that indicates that this ride is sufficient and ready to go. If you look at the ride that Tyrese was in, the light was never on.
Mm.
Look at the other rides. Look at the other 34 rides. The light were never on. If you look at it, see, a lot of times the little things we miss because we're looking at the big picture. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the big thing. Look at the ride that he's on, and you see that his light never gave the indication that he was strapped and he was ready for the ride. I'm completed.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm looking at a few videos. Now, the light that you're referring to is the light of the pole coming down the drop zone, but the light under his seat from the beginning is lit up.
It's lit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the pole coming down from the pole. It's
yeah,
not
the light from the pole. Okay. There's a couple on the back side of the pole where it's coming down that's not lit. But in the mm-hmm. beginning, before they start going up, his light is lit.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
So there could have been a malfunction or something in it during the ride itself.
Exactly.
But he did mm-hmm. start out lit up, but as he's coming down, mm-hmm. he's not lit up.
He's not.
Wow.
And that should have gave the conductor, listen, if you can stop this ride, we can stop this ride to just where this ride is at. But I don't know if any of you have even rode on the drop and fall ride, you know, and it's devastating, even for me. Now, I'm scared to go across long bridges like we have in Florida, long bridges. You know, and there's nothing but the water there. I'm not actually scared, but it's fear. You know, that thing come into your stomach until it fears you. That hurry up and let me get across this bridge. Let me get across this Appalachian bridge. Let me get across the Panama City bridge. You know, trying to get across the bridge. But if you all have, any of you all have ever been on the drop and fall ride, even though it's brand new, it's kind of still brand new to us here in Florida, because we only had it was about a year ago, December, and then there was something that took place then at the drop and fall ride then, but, you know, it was something tedious, and I think that they got the operational right on it. But if you all just look at it, and that thing is 430 feet up high. I'm only 5'3". And man, I mean, it's devastating, because it was going up, and I don't like Ferris wheels either. I don't like them things that spin, and I don't like the things over in that also door that takes you way up there in the sky. You know, I don't do those things, you know, because just me, it's just me. You know, I like to be lowered to the ground, you know, so that anything takes place, you know, I ain't going to hurt myself. But I'm just grateful. And again, you know, like I said, my heart goes out. My heart goes out not just to the Sampson family, but to everybody. It has affected their home, their friend, their schoolmates, and so forth. My heart goes out.
Thank you. Mr. Two-Piece.
Yes, sir. My condolences go out first to that of the parents, as well as everybody that's affected by this tragedy. Being a conductor myself at a state fair on a drop zone, there's what you call rules, inspection, and guidelines. Was the guideline properly followed? I mean, this young man being at 6'5", at that capacity of a weight, was he too high, too tall, was he too short? Are you too heavy? That's what the conductor is supposed to inspect immediately when each person goes for the ride. If he was too heavy, it was too high, okay, every drop zone, the one that I operated at Carowinds, 5 seats, every set of seats got a certain amount of weight. And like I said, that indicator at the feet, that's one thing. If it's lit yellow, then there's a problem. The conductor is supposed to see that, either by his console that he's operating or he sends it up. Okay, if there's a yellow, that means something wrong. Somebody is not strapped in properly. The horn is not locked down properly. But every conductor is supposed to get out, go around to each person, make sure they're strapped in properly, locked in properly. And then most rides, no, it will not lift up if there's a problem. But if it lifts up, then everything should go. Before it even drops, there's another inspection that goes on with the computer. There's a light that's supposed to be at top. If that indicates a problem that a harness comes loose, it should light up yellow. Either on that console or somebody can see it up there, it lights up yellow, indicating that there's a problem, so it will not drop. It could have been a number of things that could have happened. A malfunction problem could have happened easily. But like I said, this is an investigation, so no one would really know until after the investigation goes through. They view every person that went up there, was proper guidelines followed. He was not able to ride on two other rides because they say, you know, he didn't pass. So why did this conductor allow him to get on this ride?
Right.
You know, no one would really know until they talk to that conductor, do that investigation, and find out what malfunction that could have occurred. You know, he could have did everything right. But a malfunction, because these rides are not 100% saying no, it's a guarantee that nothing's going to happen. So anything can happen between that part of the release and him coming down. But it's all about how did the conductor properly inspect each person, make sure the horn is down tight enough, was it loose, did every safety feature, because I was told that it didn't have a seatbelt feature, an extra strap feature, it just had just the horns. Most rides of drop zone has a seatbelt that's optional for you to put on, but it's there. But as long as that horn is down, and all systems are gold, which it would go from red to yellow for the caution, because they double check them. Then it goes green, the system gold. Press the button, it lifts up. Before it drops, it goes from red to yellow on that console. If it passes the green, it press the button and it drops. So in that part of the dropping, something could have happened and malfunctioned easily. Not saying that's the problem, but no one knows it. Once again, till the inspection is done, till the investigation is done. So my condolences goes out to all those affected, all those who've seen it, and may God bless the family in this comforting time and get them through this tragedy event complete.
May I?
Go ahead.
The bottom line is somebody was careless, and it was the conductor. You know, he never went around and strapped the boy in. He was careless. He was busy talking to other people, and he never went around and strapped him in. He shouldn't have been on the ride in the first place. So anywhere it go, he's fault. He's the fault, you know. That's it's so sad, but that's what it is. He shouldn't have been on the ride in the first place. He shouldn't have let the boy on the ride. I think he wanted to be the cool conductor, but that led into something, you know, like this. Devastating. That's sad. He never strapped the boy in. Maybe the boy was just holding on to the harness like it was strapped in, but it wasn't. But he was so happy that he got on a ride. He only wanted to get on a freaking ride. And now, look, this. That's it's just crazy. I'm complete.
Just real quick. Okay. I want to try to give some of the kings, I want to try to give some of the men, if there are any, you know, callers in the room, a chance. Are there?
Okay, I just want to say this right quick then.
Go ahead.
So in realizing that we think that the conductor may have been at fault, his light would not have come on if he wasn't properly clicked in. Another thing, too, we're forgetting that once you get to the top of that ride, you sit there for a few minutes, and then you lean forward. So it could have been his weight, his capacity, his sweat, his adrenaline appearance that allowed to loosen those guards as he was coming down. You got to think about how fast he was coming down and how big he was. His adrenaline itself could have loosened those, because everybody was leaning forward at that time. So even his body weight could have loosened up those harnesses as he was coming down at that speed, and that could have contributed to it also.
And that gravity.
And I'm complete.
Mr. DJ ATL, you still over there, sir?
May I please?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Let me say this. You know, that's just like if you go and apply for a job. You being the applicant that is applying for the job, you must be able to perform your job. If you're applying for a high tech job, you got to be able to go through your training. You know, and I'm going back again to what I said earlier. When you're hiring these young people, you know, they looking at the fun part. You know, you're hiring those now. You can hire those that are 15 or 16 years old now. You can hire them, you know, and you gotta have somebody that are responsible, for the act of the job that you're in. If you're sitting at a desk, whatever your job, supervisor, whatever you are, manager, whatever that you are, you got to have all your ducks in a row. And you got to make sure, because you're taking the responsibilities of lives. I've never dealt with taking anybody's life, so I can't say how an individual feels, amen, that your child loses life on my clock. That would be very, very devastating to me, that I couldn't even perform my responsibilities on my job. So you got to make sure, and very sure now, but because because, you know, we got these young people now that don't care. Go to the restaurant, drop hands. I'm not putting down men. I'm not putting down anybody. I'm just saying what is being done. You know, that there's no cleanliness, you know, no caretaking. We got to be responsible for the act, especially a ride like that. Do you know that if all 35 of those people that was on that particular ride, if they all harnesses had a came loose, you know, and I was just told, you know, by a representative, if you look at his harness dead to the bottom on the ride, you can see where it was, had been injected itself. It had injected itself. So I'm not putting any responsibility or anything on anybody else, but we have to make sure and very sure. When you're taking your kids to a theme park, to a ride, Orlando, or wherever you may be, wherever you may go, theme park, make sure and very sure that you're asking these questions. Are they secured? Because you don't want to lose your child going to have a fun day.
Thank you. Mr. DJ ATL, are you still over there, sir? Okay. Well, once again, from the 6 Hours Radio Network, we definitely want to give our condolences to the Sampson family for their loss. Another topic somebody brought up to me that they would like for us to discuss is the Leah Thompson, I believe I'm pronouncing the last name correct, the transgendered swimmer, which has been causing an uproar in women swimming, another controversial topic. So we like to go around the table, get everybody's take on what do you think about a biological man who has had this transgendered surgery, who was genetically stronger, more capable, more athletic than the average biological genetic woman. He was ranked somewhere like 600 over the 600 as a man, as a swimmer, and now he's ranked number one. You know, I would love to hear the women's perspective on how do you feel and his interaction in the sport, and what do you think? You know, why isn't there a bigger voice from the women athletics, from any swimming organization, why can't you just say, like, we have the Special Olympics, why can't we have the Transgendered Olympics? If you want to compete, compete with your own kind. You know what I'm saying? So if we could just go around the table and then start off with Queen, if you don't, and then go around the table.
Hey, good evening again. This is Queen. I just don't have a whole lot to say about that. It sickens me. I think the whole situation is kind of crazy. I think when people step out of their comfort zones or step out of normalcy and get into situations like transgenderism, homosexuality, any of those kind of offset situations, I don't think it's up to the world and the media to adapt or make exceptions for them. That's the life you are choosing to live. We shouldn't have to accommodate that choice that you've made. You know, it's just like nothing against anybody. It's just like, you know, Hispanics or other origins coming over here. We shouldn't have to adjust our world to you because you chose to come over here. If we go to your world, y'all's not going to adjust to us. So because you're choosing to be a transgender, you're choosing to be a homosexual, that's your choice. We owe you nothing to accommodate you. So to allowing this man to come in and swim with these women, that's disgusting. It's crazy. It's outrageous. And I don't like it. But I'm through. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your opinion and your thoughts. Ms. Uncheckable, any other queens, any of the women would like to express their thoughts or opinions on the situation, this subject?
I feel like that women should be women and men should be men. Whatever you want, you know, you should be in that sport. I mean, You know, I think that he should swim with the men. He shouldn't be able to swim with the women. Mm-hmm. We all know that most men are stronger than women. So I think that, yeah, he should swim with the men. He chose that life. Everybody didn't choose that life. He chose that life. The women chose what they did, and they swim with each other. I think that he should swim with his own kind. That's what I think.
Thank you, Ms. Pryor. We definitely appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Any other queens, any of the other women would like to discuss your theory on it? Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Evangelist Clayton. I have nothing, amen, against LBV. I have nothing against transgender. And, you know, we here in Tallahassee has a gay news reporter, and I won't put his name out there. But let me say this right here. A man needs to stay in a man's place. When God made you who he made you, you are who you are. I don't care what kind of surgery you have. I don't care what you do. You are still who you are. When God made you, he made you a man species, not a woman. You know, he made woman, boy, and girl. And he took man, you know, he took woman out of man when he blew into the nostril of man. But stay in a man's place. I don't care. You can have all kind of surgery. A man ain't going to have no baby. Ain't going to have no baby unless God put it there. But as far as you going out and having these different surgeries and so forth, that's your thing. But stay in your league. Stay in your league, you know. And the Bible tells us, you know, man should not wear anything pertaining to a woman. Woman shouldn't wear anything pertaining to a man. But, you know, the world, the laws, they're going by what the laws say. And then what the law of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said. Stay in a man's place. You know, and it's okay that you're cool and you're a cool swimmer and you can get here and you can get there. And, of course, your weight, I mean, your weight and your skills, you know, and man are the heads. You know, you're supposed to be stronger. You know, you're supposed to be stronger. You know, in a weak man, something wrong with that picture there. Something wrong with the picture. And I just said, man, stay in a man's place. Stay out of the women's bathroom. You got those not going in the women's bathroom. You know, you go to the restaurant, you got them going in the women's bathroom because who they say that they are, you know. But it ain't who God says that they are. You a man. Man, stay in a man's place. Please, stay in a man's place. I'm completed.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any more women, any more of the queens that would like to express themselves? What about you, Mr. Two-Piece? Would you like to tackle this?
Yes, sir. I totally agree. If you're a man and you try to get a sex change, that's the sport that you gave up. You gave up that life of competition. You cannot go to a female. I'm not saying a female can't beat a man in that way, but that's the life that you gave. That's that security that women have, that we are all women competing in one sport. But you bring a man in that had a sex change, that wants to be now, you are from 600, now you're the number one because you're stronger and more athletic in the competition that you're competing for. That just shows a weak sportsmanship. And to me, that person should be eliminated and deleted for any sport that is trying to compete in. You're a man, you're a man. You're a woman, you're a woman. Man cannot compete in all women's sport because it's just, to me, it's unfair. That's all I got to say on that matter. Completely.
May I?
Absolutely. State your name and where you calling from, please.
I'm the Godfather calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
Good evening, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, sir. Let me make it perfectly clear. I'm not getting cut nowhere like that. I mean, I had no intention. I mean, I think it's a completely disgrace that any man wants to have his genitals removed so he can pretend to be what he's not, a woman. I mean, I think it's just a total disgrace. And if he decide to do that, well, he need to give it to ones that have had that change and go ahead on. But personally, me, I love the way I am, and I'm going to die the way I am, complete.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Any more kings, any more men who would like to express their sir? Mr. DJ ATL, you still with us, sir?
Excuse me, may I?
Absolutely, go right ahead.
AJ, I don't know if ATL is in here or not, but
guys, I am still here. I'm actually at the vent
Yes, I am here listening. Got everything running. So, yes, I am here.
Okay, thank you.
How y'all guys doing tonight?
We're doing great, like I just said. We've got a couple of people that's trying to get in. That's why I didn't know if you were still in here or not.
Yes.
Yeah, I put a lot of people. Yeah, I have all the callers are actually in on the line right now. Everybody just press 1 to speak. Y'all are all in the talk, so y'all can just come on in and speak.
Yes, if you're hearing the host cue in your ear, press 1, and you can come right on in and join us live. And once again, you're listening to the 6 Hours Radio Network, and the lines are open at 424-243-9617. Please call in, and Mr. DJ ATL will take care of you, and you can join us and express yourself.
Hello, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a nuisance, but Mr. DJ, it's uncheckable, and she's trying to talk. I can actually hear her on her phone trying to talk, but we can't hear her. I don't know if she's muted or something. I don't know, but her phone hung up, and she can't get back. She can't get back on.
We'll let him try to figure that out.
May I say this is
absolutely. Go right ahead. State your name and where you call from,
please. Let me say this. I know we're talking about the transgender, but if you all remember the story that a young lady wanted to play football.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm you know, not saying she wasn't good. She was good. She was definitely good. You know, but this just put me in the mind of when she wanted to play and what she had to go through in order to play football, playing on the men's team. You know, they didn't want her. They didn't want her on there. But then she made a difference. She made a difference. Now, and as I said, I'm full-blooded woman of God. But I think that every individual needs to stay in the individual's place. You know, if you can do it, you know, then gather together women's football team or whatever the case may be. But that just made me think about that, you know, just sitting and talking about the swimming competition, you know, and the world sees it so differently because they're all about the money, right? They're about the money, right? You know, they're about the money and then what's going to attract their attention, you know, of the medias and so forth. So this thing here is a hot topic in the media now, you know, so I'm completed. But that just put me in the mind of a young lady who wanted to play football.
Yes, I definitely remember that story. That was very interesting and controversial as well.
Yeah.
Are there any other women who would like to express themselves on this situation?
May I?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Welcome back.
Thank you. what I want to say about that is that a man should be a man, a woman should be a woman, and yes, mm-hmm. he should swim with the men. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want him swimming with me in a locker room with me, you know. He might just decide he want to come back over to the other side and touch me or something, you know. I don't think, he should swim with the men, period, point blank.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Let me ask y'all and put this out there for you. You know, I brought it up. What do you think about, I mean, we have Special Olympics. We have different types, different forms, different lanes, different avenue of Olympics. What mm-hmm. about the transgender having their own Olympics, having their
exactly.
own swimming, having their own track meets, having whatever it is, mm-hmm. just give them their own whatever they – and that they can compete against their own kind. Go ahead. What do y'all
right.
think about that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else would like to expound on that or talk about expressions, thoughts?
I think it would be good, too, but then you have to think of – don't they have to have a certain amount? Because how many do you think would actually do it?
Okay, I have a question. The question would be, is that our problem or is
right.
that their problem? And I mean that as far as whatever you want to call yourself, straight, heterosexual, whatever you want to call yourself. I think it gets to a point where we have to be more concerned about biological women, biological men, the biological
mm-hmm.
youth, the biological
mm-hmm.
children, the boys and the girls. I think that should be our focus because we are, you know, biological men, women, or heterosexual, And like I say, we understand that this is a new world we live in. Mm-hmm. Transgenders have the right to be who they want to be and live their life. That's fine. God bless them all. But at the mm-hmm. same time, when you are taking away from other women, and you're mm-hmm. talking about lifestyles, you're talking about these women who are trying to compete, you know, commercials, you know, endorsements, trying to feed their family, trying to make their mm-hmm. livings, and you have these men, I apologize, these transgendered individuals who are coming into these sports, and they're depriving women, biological women, of their futures. I mean, we're talking mm-hmm. about Olympics. We're talking about, you know, being on the front of a Wheaties box. I mean, all kind of things.
Right.
So mm-hmm. you think about the world that we're living in right now, and, I think it's definitely unfair, definitely to the women. And I think that, like I say, we're trying to give them their own bathrooms. I don't know about all that. But if mm-hmm. you're going to give them their own bathrooms and you're going to give them all these special privileges or whatever the case may be, then give them their own format, their own platform, where this doesn't have to be an issue, this doesn't have to be a problem for biological women. That's just my opinion. I'm complete. If anybody would like to. Absolutely. Go right ahead. State your name. Where you calling from?
I'm the Godfather, and I'm calling back from Birmingham to Magic City.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, it comes to me as I think about this, what about the women that want to be men? I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, I don't want to see them in the bathroom with me. They want to be men. Now, they're going to be women. I may be considered, but I don't think I would want that. I kind of feel a little embarrassed. I'm standing up at the urinal. And they can't stand up at the urinal. They got to sit down somewhere. So, you know, I don't know, man. That's just one black man's opinion. I'm sorry. Complete.
The world we live in. Thank you, Mr. Godfather.
Amen.
Go ahead. I was just going to say Mr. DJ ATL was over there. I know he was talking about he was going to have maybe some live entertainment for us tonight, so I want to make sure that he gets his entertainment, his people on here if definitely necessary and he needs to or wants to. But until then, yes, whoever said may I, yes, absolutely.
This is Evangelist Clayton from Tallahassee. I hear you, Godfather. Amen. But I'm from the Rottlers country. Amen. And you're strike again. But let me say this. You know, they got now, we have a restaurant here in Tallahassee. And we have a Heels and Hers. His and Hers. Where you go in the bathroom, Heels and Hers. His and Hers, you know, and I think that they're gonna begin, or they may have already started in part of them in the other states and other cities and so forth now, but they have the His and Hers, you know, and I hear you, Godfather. I don't want to go in the bathroom either, and then you're over there squatting. I mean, I'm over there sitting, and you're over there sitting.
All right.
There's something totally wrong with that picture right there, you know, and I think that legally the laws have become because now you got them that download got to keep it on the download and coming out of the closet. There's so many now. There's so many that we didn't even know that is in that manner now. You know, you got all type of artists, there's all type of these that are download now in every percentage, even in the legislatures now, we have those, you know. And so, you know, they want to make it like it's right. It's not right. It's not right. You can call it what you want. I don't care how legal you make it. It is not right. And LBB, like they have a church in Atlanta, Georgia, that is for the LBB, you know, for those. You know, and it's okay if you doing your own thing. You know, you doing your own thing. You know, with the Beyonce has a church there in Atlanta, and it's okay, you know, but your own kind, and it's okay for your own kind, because then, you know, you have to be the one to give accountability, because you got to meet the maker one day, and he made you who he made you. I don't care how you try to change how good you look, And I ain't gonna tell you there ain't no good looking, gays and lesbians out there, because it is. You see a man looking like a woman, and then a lot of them get fooled. A lot of the a lot of the football players. And then when you find out that you're in the room, you ain't a woman. You're a man. You begin to undress that night, and all of this comes out. Everything's coming out now. You're taking off everything, you know. So, you know, and I know someone that got hurt. I know someone that got hurt because he thought that he was with a woman. And I ain't gonna call no name, y'all know. I ain't gonna call no name, but come to find out, it was a man, and he beat him. Oh. He beat his butt real, real good. He tore him up. And now that I've completed, you know, he's in her. He's in her, you all.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is Queen again from North Carolina. We had a law passed back here in 2016 in our state, mm-hmm. in North Carolina, called HB2. I don't know if anybody else's mm-hmm. state has it or not. Yeah. But that gave a transgender the right to choose either bathroom they wanted to use.
You better come up.
Now, I have no problem mm-hmm. with what you're doing in your life, who you doing, who you screwing. I don't care nothing about that. That's your thought. Mm-hmm. What I have a problem with is if it comes to the point where it involves me directly. And that HB2 law was involved me directly, because if I send my daughter into the bathroom and here comes this man, she, him, who, going to the bathroom, and I feel like my daughter has been put in jeopardy because this he, she, I, am, who goes to the bathroom that they choose to go into, then we're going to have a problem.
Right.
So, you know, but we lost a big basketball college conference because they approved the HB2 here in North Carolina, here in our city. So I don't care who you're doing. I don't care who you're screwing. Just don't involve me. And once it involves me, I have a problem with that. So instead of us doing so much talking, sometimes we need to start reaching out to our legislators also, because obviously they are, because they got this bill passed. So somewhere along the way, we have to start standing up to be the change that we want to have. We can't just keep sitting back talking, saying, I don't like it, I don't like it, because as long as we're not doing anything about it, it's going to keep on going on. So instead of sitting around talking sometimes, we've written legislature. Sometimes it may not do no good. Who knows? But at least you know you put your foot forward, because they did.
Yeah.
And they keep on doing it. That's why they're getting all these things they're getting, because they're fighting together. And that's what we have to learn how to do, is fight together, because their whole community is huge and it's growing day by day, and it's being accommodated, it's been accessible, because they're fighting for what they want. So instead of us sitting around so much talking, we need to start doing some writing and calling ourselves. I'm complete. Thank you.
And once again, you are listening to the 6 Eyes Radio Network, and the lines are open at 424-243-9617. Please call and be a part of it and express your thoughts and opinions with us and be live on the air. Are there any more kings? Anybody else got anything that they would like to say about the situation at hand?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You may, sir.
Two people from South Carolina. The way I look at it, in my opinion, you're going to have some very serious problems that are going to start to occur. You got a man, you know what I mean? With the whole part of it, is anybody able to approve that he had all that removed? You know, even if you, like me, I'm like, God, I ain't about to have mine taken off for no reason at all. But and you look at these bathroom situations. I know for me being a father, a parent, for my daughter going to the restroom, comes back out, and her friend said there's a man in there using the bathroom. I want to know why I'm going in there. That's a 100% man, no transgender, no wearing no skirt. Even with these laws that's coming, that they trying to push out, like she was saying, the HB2 law. Okay, what's the proof that man, because he decided he wanted to go in, want to be a spy, and just want to look at these women in the restroom. What do they have to prove that shows that this is actually a man that then went transgender to a woman? So that's the end. A man is, oh, I can go put on cross-dress and put on the skirt, walk in the bathroom, see what I want to see, touch what I want to touch, and everything's supposed to be all right, okay.
Right.
Either way, vice versa, on both sides, it's going to start a problem. It's going to be a big fight. It's going to be some murders being done. Because it's me as a father, my daughter going to a restroom, and she sees this guy standing up, and he's supposed to be sitting down. Or vice versa, my son going in, you know, the person, he's standing up, and, you know, in some ways, like my son reported in Ohio, he's military. He said he's seen a woman walk in the bathroom and throw a leg up against the wall and just took a leak. you know, that's going to start some big problems. And they don't make a transgender bathroom saying, be what you want to be. Here's a transgender bathroom. If you decide to go in it with your own kind, whether it's Olympic-wise, sports-wise, go with your own kind and compete. But that's going to be a problem in that sport of swimming. You got this man that's now transitioned to a woman. Nothing is fair at all. So they need to make a sport. I agree. They need to make a sport for just transgender, bathrooms for just transgender. And that just needs to be some type of identity-carrying card that said, hey, I'm a man. Mm-hmm. You're born a man, you're going to be a man. I don't care what you change yourself to. What you was born as, you're going to be that way until death. Complete.
Thank you so much, sir. Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Let me say this right here, too, because other picture we're missing in this dilemma, that you got the his and hers bathroom. Now, you know, and peak this, you got those, amen, that are out there that has a mindset of a predator, of someone that preys on little girls, you know, when they go in the bathroom, or women when they go in the bathroom, that you have a predator or you have a maniac that's in the bathroom and then dressed like they is a female, and then you got someone that has been raped or molested in the bathroom, and which is, you know, you got the mindset of those. Now you have those mindset of those that are out there now doing stuff that we just have to be mindful of. You know, your daughter, your son could come out, it's a lady in the bathroom, it's a lady in there, you know, but then at the same time, you have those predators that are sitting around to prey and pretending to be something that they're not, you know, pretending to be something that they're not, and then they lose their identity of who they are because your child has been in and someone has tried to touch them in a different way in the bathroom. And then you're thinking that this interview that came out, you know, is dressed like a woman or dressed like a man, whatever the case may be. But we just have to take everything. We can't take nothing for granted now. We can't take anything for granted. And I'm like, Queen, voice your opinion to your state legislature. Voice your opinion to your city council. Voice your opinion. Amen. Your opinion may not get nowhere, but at least you got a voice to make an opinion. Amen. And you be loud in making your voice opinion. Make your opinion to your state legislators. That's the only way that we're going to get some things changed. You got to fight for what you want. Put what you put in it is what you're going to get out of it. Make a noise. Make a noise. You know, if it's something you don't like, you have your legislature, your city election that you vote for every year. Make sure and very sure that you voice your opinion. Don't just say it under your lips. Say it to your neighbor, your roadie, and your but say it, speak it loud, so that somebody else may be able to catch on, because somebody is feeling the same way that we're feeling tonight. They're just not making their opinion. They're just not saying I'm confused.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
May I?
You, absolutely, you may.
This is Godfather coming back in again. I mean, when my kids, my son and my grandson was younger, I did not allow them to go into the bathroom by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I went with them. There was no mm-hmm. food that was that good that I had to eat and turn them loose by themselves. I just mm-hmm. didn't do it. And I think as parents with small young kids, we have to be responsible for our children. So you go with them. I mean, now mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of men who had their daughters. They carried them to the men's bedroom so they could be with them. And I can understand mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. How would you send your daughter to a bathroom and you can't go in there with her? So I just think that we got to be more responsible as parents.
That's right. That's right.
Complete.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Shaw. I appreciate that.
Mr. AJ, how you think about that?
I don't really know. I'm going to reserve my thoughts for now on that. Got some more thinking that I would like to do about that. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, right now, are there any more queens, any more kings that would like to speak upon that? Okay. Check in with Mr. DJ ATL, sir. Are you still over there? Are you around? Okay. Moving right along, there are some people that wanted to discuss Kamala Harris. I don't know if anybody has been keeping up with Kamala Harris. If you have seen the TikTok videos, if you've seen her trips over to the European continent, the things that she's been doing on national television and with her interviews, her fumbling, mumbling of the words, sounding like a third grader, the way she talks, you know, I'm here, here I stand, standing here, tomorrow, we are tomorrow, all that kind of craziness that she's been talking about, and she's nothing, she hasn't really said anything that's had substance, that's really had meaning, in my opinion, nothing that's going to help what's going on in America, nothing that's going to help the situation in Ukraine or Russia or on the Poland border or anything that's going to be beneficial to better progress in America, let alone the world. So we like to go around the table, if possible, if anybody would have anything that they would like to talk about, if you're aware of it, if you're hip to it, if you're up on it, please express yourself about what you, you know, what you think, your thoughts. Queen?
Ice Queen. I'm just going to say I am not a fan. I thought I would be. I was excited about the thought of an African-American woman, and I was all for, woo-woo, yay, you know, but I've been displeased. I think that she's just not it, you know. I think, I don't know, I don't really know what it is, but I feel disappointed. I feel that she has let us down, even just being a voice of reason, even being that supportive figure up there for us. I don't think she's been either or. I'm not going to keep rooting for her because she's the black woman. that's just not me. I'm just not a fan. I'm sorry. That's me completely. And until she does something to make me change that, I'm probably going to continue to feel that way. So I'm complete. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any of the queens, any of the women who would like to, have you seen the video, the TikTok videos? Have you seen the news interviews? Is there anything that you would like to add, express your opinions or thoughts on Kamala Harris, the vice president? Any of the men, any of the kings?
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
I have not followed that story, don't have TikTok, but I've been hearing a lot of, you know, talk about it. And I just feel like if you don't got nothing good to say, if you can't help us, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Right.
Say
that
nothing,
part.
You know, making yourself look like a fool and then like,
right.
What are you doing, lady? But
right.
I'm
right,
complete.
Right. Thank you for that. Yeah, because it's definitely, and to me personally, embarrassing as an American to have Kamala, you know, vice president, should be representing, you know, not only, you know, the Asian culture, black American culture, women, you know, you've given a position to be a role model for young women, young girls to look up at you and feel inspired and motivated. And I just think that you wasted your time, you wasted your position, you wasted your chance and your opportunity. Not that you was doing, like, really that great as a senator in California, but at least, you know, you had a slight track record of trying to give back a little bit. You know what I mean? So definitely disappointed in the loss of opportunity. that she could have done a whole lot better with her time in office. That's just my personal opinion about that. Did anybody by any chance get to watch the Joe Biden speech when he was over in Europe? Anybody get a chance to view that, listen to that?
Okay.
Well, it was just, I listened to it and I watched it a little bit. And once again, I'm disappointed. I listened to a lot of rhetoric, and basically that's all it was to me. You're talking about how you care about the Ukrainian people, you care about what's going on. You want to talk about global markets and how this is going to affect the world globally, how this is going to affect America. And they have these interviews and these conversations about what is a red line. You're talking about, you know, nuclear warheads, your missiles. You're talking about the death of children, the death of women. You're talking about the bombing of civilian neighborhoods, you know, theaters, recreation centers, institutions where they're people who are trying to not be a part of the war. You know, like they had the one theater where they wrote kids on both sides to let them, and they still bombed it. They're trying to put them in arenas. They're trying to put them in places where, you know, they're trying to be safe. They're trying to be out the way, and they're trying to let the Russian military know, like, please don't bomb this. Don't send your missiles this way. So I thought it was just more waste of time when you're going over there and you're talking about you care about this and you care about that and you're giving this speech, but at the same time you won't give them what they basically need, which is the MiG-29 fighter jets, some of the older aircraft to protect their airspace. And me and Queen was talking a little earlier today, and I was doing a little research on commodities. What's going on with the Ukrainian commodities? What's going on with the Russian commodities? And when I was doing my research, and I realized that on a global platform, the wheat, the rye, the barley, the cooking oil, all these things that are coming out of Ukraine, and then when you go and you look into the commodities and exports of Russia, the nickel, all the metals, the gas, the oil, all the things that are coming out of Russia, and you start to add that in with the global economy, and you look at the continents and what's going on, and you understand that that's affecting us, the European continent. They're being affected, the Asian continents are being affected, but when you bring it back to America and you wonder why in California you're paying $7 for a loaf of bread. Why are you paying $4 for a gallon of milk? Why are you paying $3.50 for a dozen of eggs? Everything is going up. So when you start to understand that what's going on in these continents are, you know, globally, and their commodities with their imports and exports, we're being affected over here in America. And according to what, you know, Joe Biden said today and what's going on with the war over in Ukraine and Russia, it's going to get a lot more difficult in America. You're going to, like I say, with inflation going up, everything in the stores going up, gas, oil, everything is going up. And, you know, you're still having to pay these bills. You're still having to survive. You're still having to live. You're still having to, you know what I'm saying? You're still having to feed your children. You're still having to find a way to have to get to work and everything else that's going on. Meanwhile, they're telling us that, you know, there's no money for this, there's no money for that, but you have the money for these wars. You have the money to, you know, send all this aid and all these care packages overseas. You know, you're giving them money for, you know, javelins and you know, 300S missile anti-defense systems. So, you know, as I listen to all this stuff, and it just breaks my heart to hear what our president and our vice president are saying. and what's coming out of their mouth. And I just think it's really upsetting to me personally. So I just wanted to go ahead.
Well, it's the boy DJ TLN Styles are coming in. I just got you listening to it, man, and I mean a lot of things you're saying is fact the same way I feel. I wanna say this, we're dealing with political powers that's more powerful than understanding what reality is and what we are doing as far as logic. Because I really like to look at this thing from a logical point of view. I think that from what we have is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, which Joe Biden to me, and I'm going to say this to all Americans, and I want everyone to understand, this man has been in Congress and been around political industry for almost 40-some years. So a lot of the rhetoric that he does say and stuff he says, I believe he knows what he's doing and understand what he's doing because he's been around. He wrote the books that actually helped put a lot of innocent African-American people behind bars for a long time. Why I say this, a lot of people say, well, no. I'm saying this because you have people who went to jail for cracking cocaine. And cocaine, the white side of it, they didn't spend a day in jail, but when anyone had crack, they went almost and lost 20 years or 30 years of their life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, why I bring this all up, and him also going back from the 60s, from him saying things like, well, he didn't want his children to go to school with jungle people. I'm going to bring all these things back up. The eulogies that he talked about Bird and Strongarm Thurmond, they were great people, and they should not try to change what they had believed in the times when they believed in segregation. So these are things that he talked to. They now that their ology, when they died, he said that these things, they should still be the same. Now, when he got elected to be vice president under Obama, he was chosen because they wanted Obama to be able to pull the real extreme white vote. Because I'm calling for race on this, white vote. So I'm just saying that from us to understand as far as Americans and black Americans and everyone all together, Joe Biden is not somebody who just doesn't know what he's doing. He's aware. He calculates what he's doing. It's a diversion of what they're actually trying to do. Now, as far as this war concerned with Russia, like I said, they want this war.
Right.
It's about money. They want to do this because one thing is they're trying to figure out how to stop Bitcoin. I'm telling everybody this, Bitcoin and this new cryptocurrency, because right now, as we speak, Mr. What's the Russian president down there?
Putin.
He's still filthy rich. His money is in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and they can't touch it. The hackers can't touch it. So they have used ISIS is back in the fix with the United States. They're trying to, so they can't affect them. The only thing we can do to him is hurt the people by taking McDonald's and all these other things optional out of there. But the thing, too, we got to understand is there's a lot of corrupt presidents and corrupt people. Now, again, Russia is trying to go into what we call, what is it, the country they're trying to go into right now. I'm sorry, I just
Poland.
Completely lost it.
You talking about Poland?
Ukraine. Ukraine is not the only thing. They want to go in more, and they want to bring back the story. But the thing is, the reason why a lot of people, and this is what I've heard on the down low, that Putin had believed that the United States was trying to get into Ukraine to put a base there.
Right.
America. So it's also our influences, too, that's also caused to the West. They say that the West is trying to intervene into their scene. But I'm going to say this. I feel that Joe Biden and Donald Trump, these are two different individuals. And I can't tell the difference between one of them.
Definitely.
And I'm going to say, I don't know, we could have left Trump in there. I think the results will probably not have been as bad as what it is for Biden. But Biden knows. This is why I keep trying to tell people, we got to be careful because this guy knows what he's doing.
No.
Mm-hmm. Biden is calling the same people that Trump called, that we claimed that that we could not get support from. He's calling the same people and not getting support from me. When they decided to pull the oil, they tried to get all the countries to say, okay, please follow us so we can do sanctions by not getting the oil for Russia. Ain't none of them do. And then we also are talking to Biden and the administration, also talking to people, which you could call dictators too. Nasty dictators we didn't want to deal with. He calling them up. And they're not picking up the phone. So I'm just telling y'all, it's a lot of the strategy and stuff that's going on. But I'm finna pass because I don't want to keep holding up the mic because I know there's a lot of people want to speak. Who else wants to speak on this on this whole topic?
Well, anybody else? Absolutely, bye.
Yeah. What I don't understand, and somebody can straighten me out, we have oil in this country that can be utilized. And I don't know why we're not. I've been informed that we are taking our oil and we are selling it to other countries, which I think is ridiculous when we need it for ourselves.
Absolutely.
We got the oil wells that could be drilled. We got oil wells in Texas. We got Alaska and other places that have oil. So I don't know why we as the United States is so dependent on other countries. I would say near about 80%.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And maybe just food for thought, Joe Biden said it when he was running, and he said in his speech today, they want to shut down the oil and gas industries. You got to understand that a part of the new agenda is the electric vehicles, the electric charging stations. So understand that in order for that to be a part of their agenda, in order for them to try to push that and make that happen, we have to shut down these gas and oil economies. We have to raise the gas prices and say, oh, this gas is so much, I can't afford this, I can't buy this. So therefore, you think about it like that, then you'll think about trading your car in or selling your car for an electric vehicle. So there's all kind of agendas that's going on, like I say, globally, that's got to do with, like I say, some people believe in the New World Order, some people don't believe in the New World Order. But if you're really paying attention to what's going on in every continent, and you start to, like I say, look at the commodities, the imports, the exports, and how what's going on in Europe, the European colonies affect the Asian colonies, affect the African colonies, affect the northern colonies. You understand that everybody, you know, Ukraine and Russia and all these things when it comes to, like I say, the wheat, cereal, all that stuff alone, that's going to affect the whole global market. So when you're thinking about why are they doing this, what's going on with that, that's just my opinion as part of the agenda of let's make these prices so high that nobody's going to want to, you know, use the gas, use the diesel, or can't afford it to use it the way they usually normally would fill their tanks up on a regular basis. So that's just something to think about. Complete. Anybody else? Any queens, any kings would like to express any thoughts, any opinions?
May I please?
Absolutely.
Evangelist Clayton, Tallahassee, Florida. You know, if we take a sharp look and look at how martial laws are trying to come back in the phase now, you know, and because we don't study or we don't hear. He said, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You know, you're going to hear things, and it may seem like it's obsolete to some of us, but, you know, these things, you know, and it's all of a circle to have control. And you said it right, you know, when you talked about these electronic cars that's coming, you know, and truly, our oil wells and gas price is going to go extremely higher than what it is today. You see it right now. See the price today. Tomorrow would be a different price.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a different price. They're just summarizing to let us know that people say they don't have money. They got money. You know, we got Joe Biden and we got Kamala Harris. But all of these things is just applause of having control because somebody's under the thumb of somebody else, you know, and it's not what it looks like, you know, with their eyes now. It's not what it looks like. So we just got to have an ear to hear because we see that all of this is politics. All of it is politics. All of it is politics. And then they take us as, you know, they call us the brown people, you know, the brown people. But we know. Mm-hmm. We know who you are. You ain't got to tell us who we are. We know who we are, you know. We know who we are, you know, and we can have because faith has allowed us to, you know. Mm-hmm. So we got to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that it's politics, it's game, peeping game. Now that the visual things has come off of the eyes. I'm not talking about the natural eyes. It came off of the eyes now. You know, we're smart. We're more smarter. We're more brighter now. We're more business-minded now, even down to the little people, down to the little people. So, you know, it got to start at home. We got to truly, people, if you're not supporting your legislature or you're not going and voicing your opinion, you know, even though I know Kanye West is a mess, but I'm going to say this right here, you know, they always out there in the media saying something, you know, so we got to say something. You know, we don't have to get low, 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 but we have to say something. Even we being little people, you know, coming from the project, coming from the country girl, farm girl, I'm a farm girl, to bear some picking cotton picking, but to see the turnaround, we put them there. We help or whatever part we play. We got to play a part now in using the strategy and the mentality and the mind that God has given us. We see what's going on. We know what's going on. Well, one thing for sure and two things we know, and you could put it in a pipe and you could smoke it because it's already done. God got the last final say so. And every knee shall bow. I don't care what they do, how they do it. And my heart bleeds and cries for those kids in Ukraine. My heart bleeds because, as I said, I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I'm a great-grandmother. I'm a great-grandmother of 11, children, great-grandchildren. So I tell God, thank you. But the stars, we got to start. We got to make an opinion. We got to make your voice be heard. You know, and this right here is a platform that many people that you'll never know that are listening are capitalizing and applying it. You know, capitalizing and applying it. Well, we got to use what God has equipped us with. And we know we see it. We see it going on. But then if you don't have them to come together, united we stand, divided we're going to fall.
Absolutely.
I completed.
Absolutely. Use your voice. Definitely vote. Definitely vote for what's going on in your communities, in your neighborhoods, in your cities. That's absolutely for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other queens that would like to express a thought or opinion? Any other kings that would like to express opinions or thoughts? Now, just quickly, because I know a lot of you get out in your communities and all that, we have different people that are, you know, different parts of the country. Have you, maybe you could tell us, like, what have you noticed your regular, your premium, your diesel, gas prices are? What's going on in your local Targets? What's going on in your local grocery store? Have you noticed people standing in food lines, soup kitchens? Are you noticing any significant changes in your neighborhoods, your cities, your communities? That's having major effects. Are there any of the queens that would like to take that?
Please, may I?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, it's Queen from North Carolina. I have noticed quite a bit of difference working in the school system in child nutrition. Our numbers have definitely went up. Since school started, they were doing it program to where everybody was eating free. Even kids that normally ate free and they paid for a reduced lunch, everybody's been eating free since the beginning of the school year. Even with that, there were still a lot of kids that still was bringing their lunch. but I've noticed probably the last month or so, our numbers have went up tremendously. I've noticed kids coming through our lines that never came through our line. Kids coming back to ask for lunch, ask for second meals. Kids coming back to ask for second snacks, or kids coming in getting snacks that we'll take home for them later on. So I've being there directly, I've seen a lot of increase. I've seen a lot of situations to where even our white kids who never would never have eaten in our class, in all of the cafeterias, are eating regularly, are coming in asking for second meals, you know. So it's affecting everybody. This is not a black or white thing. This is affecting everyone.
That's right.
And until we realize that everything doesn't have to be a black or white thing, we're never going to get anywhere.
Right.
This particular situation is not a black or white thing. COVID is not a black or white thing. Cancer is not a black or white thing. You know, we have to get past everything being racial. But, yeah, I've definitely noticed a big difference working on the inside, seeing these numbers. As a matter of fact, our distributor, Cisco, we don't even get the food we order from them on the regular because they're not getting it from their manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have
mm-hmm.
they don't have drivers to drive the stuff to them. So we're constantly having to sub our menus and revising our menus. So it's affecting a lot. Just this little incident is affecting a whole lot of households. So I'm
complaining.
May I?
Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay. With the whole pandemic thing going on, I know here in Illinois, we still get pandemic food stamps. I don't know if other states still get them, you know. I know that some of my friends have said that they have stopped it there where they live at. But however, you know, they say we're going to keep getting these pandemic food stamps until the pandemic is over. When is it going to ever be over? You know, not saying I ain't loving the food stamps, you know, but, you know, but it's just like, it's a food shortage. You try to go to the store and get your little faves and stuff, they don't have it. Like, dang, where it go, you know? Me, you want a pot roast. Man, that pot roast, probably you're going to be paying $20 for one pot roast.
No, that's right.
And, shoot, I'm used to going to Sam's Club getting a double pack, you know? It's just the food is not the same. You can't get what you usually get out the store. And still, even at the high schools and the grammar schools, you know, when school is out. Now, one of the high schools up here is they on strike. And it's the previous high school my daughter graduated from. And while they're on strike, they still offer lunches and breakfast and stuff to the kids. They can still come in and get, you know, the food. And I think that's a good thing. But it's like, I just don't know. Like, this whole pandemic thing has just messed up a lot of stuff. It has messed up a lot of people's lives. And like Miss Lady said, I mean, Queen said, that, you know, white, black, Mexican, it doesn't matter.
Man.
We all need something.
Absolutely.
And
thank you so much for that.
May I?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our two may I's, whoever said it first, go right ahead.
Mother may
I?
Mother
I'm
may
sorry.
I?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
This is Destiny. And I'm in agreement with Ms. Untrackable, you know, because, like you said, the grocery stores are outrageous. It has been a good thing, being a food stamp recipient myself. It has been a great help with the emergency food stamps, the pandemic food stamps, you know. But what about when they cut them off? You know, what are people going to do now? They've been so dependent, and I live in the state of Virginia, so they're still going on here. But what about when they cut them off? What are the people going to do? The prices of the food aren't going to go down, like talking about, you know. So what are these poor people going to do that have become dependent upon these SNAP benefits, you know.
Right.
And like she said, you go into the stores and the shelves are empty. You know, you might go in there one week and you see this, and then the next week you might go in and you can't find it nowhere. You know, it's sad. It is a sad situation. And even with the gas, our gas, I looked around and I saw some gas for $3.99, you know. So that's like the cheapest gas we got here, where I'm at in Virginia. Anyway, the gas was $3.99. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty, that's not bad. Thank you. That's pretty cheap. I was going to say, that's not bad compared to what it is up here in Ohio.
Yes.
Any of the kings, any men on the line would like to express their show.
May I say something, sir?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Amen. Evangelist Clayton Towers, Jesse. Wow. Y'all said a lot, and it blew my mind. But it doesn't blow my mind. Our food shortages, the pandemic, the myth that we're going through now, the pollen that we're going through now, the wrath that we're going through now, the storm, the accidents, everything that we're going through, and I'm just one, you know, just old school. I'm old school because I came, you know, like I said, from the country. I'm a down-home country. Well, I'm a segregated. You talked about segregated, yeah. Segregated days, but we, as segregated people, we had to learn how to survive and provide off of what we had. Couldn't go in the grocery stores. We couldn't go in the grocery stores. Our grocery stores is the chicken in the yard, the eggs that was laid. Amen. The fish and the hunting, the quails, you know, the black-eyed peas, the butter beans, you know, the okras, the tomatoes. I own. And I don't take anything away from the benefits that has been benefited to all mankind all over the land. God is not exempting from nobody. Ain't just one feeling it. It's one and so and on from north, south, east, and west. What we have to do, you know, the mindset that we got to survive and provide. We have to learn how to survive in our own homes and survive in our community. But we have to learn how to be helpers to one another. You don't have, see, back then we was helping to one another. Mama Rosa down the road, if Mama didn't have no flour, no meal, or didn't have no grits, we can go down there to Mama Rosa's house and get it. You know, it was a villain. We, as villain of people, we got to know how to survive and provide off of what we have. We have to learn how to reserve. We have to learn how to reserve. It's so much going on. You go in the grocery store, Walmart. We have Walmart here, super centers. You know, we have Sam's and Costco's and all of those other different stores. And we have Audi, those stores here in Florida. But when the shelves is empty, that means that we have to cut back on what we have, because we can survive and provide. We don't have to be hungry. We so blessed. We don't even count our blessing. We so blessed that we can help somebody else, but we so busy hurting us, hurting ourselves, all mankind. Doesn't matter. Our forefathers and foremothers, our elders, our seniors, those behind the prison wall, those liking, you know, if you can just give just a little bit, quality of your time, look at so much. We have so much. And I'm just going to say it because I just keep it real. You know, I keep it real. We so greedy because we want everything. Let us learn to help one another, to share with one another, with what we have. We see that things are limited in the stores, but use what God has equipped us with. You know, I see people now that start back to doing their garden, and planting, you know, sweet potatoes, white potatoes, collard greens, okras, tomatoes. You is a provider, and you can survive no matter what comes and what goes. When the shelves is empty and we can't use the food stamp, sometimes the car gets stuck and you can't even use it. You done got it to the counter, then you can't even pay for your groceries.
Exactly.
In the school system, let us be helpers to one another. Miss Mary Lou may not have nothing next door. Miss Mary Lou just might need some paper trash picked up out of a yard. You know, they just need a helping hand. We have to learn how to survive and provide off of what God has given us. We don't have to. We may be low. but we're not defeated.
Absolutely.
We're not
defeated. Amen.
I'm completed, baby.
And just to expound on what you were saying, we're all grateful and we're thankful for the food assistance programs. We're very thankful and appreciative to what we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something for us to think about. You know, where the prices are going up. You know, we're running out of food, so they say. Everything is what it going is with inflation. Now, just last year, we had over 2 million refugees come through the borders of Houston, you know, down south.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden just said today that he's going to let another 100,000 Ukrainians, just from Ukraine, come into America. On top of that, he said he's going to let hundreds of thousands of other refugees from other countries into America. So if we're having a problem feeding our kids, feeding our elders, feeding ourselves, how are we going to feed not only 2 million, but another few hundred thousand more than most likely when it's all said and done, another million refugees and immigrants who come into our countries? Now, they're going to need food. You know, they're going to need water.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need housing. They're going to need medical.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need all these things. So you watch it on the news and you're like, well, we're going through all these things. You know, we're being kicked out of our houses. You know, our 401ks are being taken from us. We're having to stand in soup lines. We're having to go and, you know, beg and, you know, beg for food and beg for assistance and all this and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So just listening to what everybody said, especially what, you know, Evangelist Clayton said, like, be thankful for everything. But we have to go back, I think, my opinion is, to farming, to growing. Because that's where it comes from. You go out and you get your own tomatoes, you get your own potatoes, you get your own greens, you know, you get your own goat milk, you get your own eggs, and you get your own cheese, and that's how you fed your family, that's how you live, you know what I'm saying? So what are we going to do with, you know, if there's no more grocery stores, if there's no more corner stores, if there's no more big bulk stores,
if you don't know how to hunt,
if you don't know how to garden, how are you going to feed your family? How are you going to do that? So that's just something I wanted to throw out there right quick, listening to everybody. I just wanted to expound on that right quick. And like I said, I'm complete. If there's any more, you know, queens or kings that would like to express their, you know, opinion on that, please go right ahead. Can we get one of the fellas real quick? Can we get one of the kings' opinion real quick? If the ladies, queens don't mind, if that's okay.
Go ahead. All
right. Sure. What's your name? Where you calling from, sir?
I'm the Godfather calling back from Birmingham, Alabama. I have seen people that went to the restaurant and they looked at the menu and they got up and left. This has happened. They just couldn't afford it. And it's hurting the restaurants, but you got to look at what you can afford to buy. I went to the store and looked at a roast. It wasn't as big as my hand for $15. I politely left it there. I mean, you know, I had just had to face reality. But it's going to get to the point that we're not going to be able to afford to buy food.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I heard someone told me in the Walmart, people were stealing food. They had to put something on the food like you put on your clothes to keep people from walking out with it. I mean, it's sad what we're going through, but this is what's going on in America. And you would think we're supposed to be the land of plenty, but excuse me, we're not.
At all.
I'm complete.
Mr. Two-Piece still here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is there something you'd like to say, sir?
Yes, sir. With the food price, to me, it's ridiculous. Cause
I know it.
As I look in South Carolina in some of the stores, things are getting smaller in package, but the price is going ridiculous high. Me, myself, growing up, when I was younger, my grandparents always talk about it's going to come a day when times when prices and food will get real scarce and ridiculous. I always remember how we brought you up. So for me, personally, I have a farm. I got a pond in the back. I got two goats. I got two cows. I got a horse. I got a chicken coop. I got pigs. I got seven little pigs that had just born on last week. It reversed back to that part. But going into a grocery store just last week, And I just wonder what the price was. Eggs. I remember eggs was like 79 cents for a dozen.
Yes.
Mm. You walk in Walmart and see that a dozen of eggs at $3. That's ridiculous. That's totally ridiculous. So you look at a part, you just have to start back going back to the olden days, plant your garden, do trade. Because, you know, I can go down the street and say, hey, I got eggs. You got some milk? You know, you got some milk, you got sugar. You have to start going back to reverting to trade just to survive.
Barter.
It's just ridiculous. You know, even for that other food stamp, they give me a food stamp, but instead of raising the price up, what good food stamps going to do after that?
I tell you
exactly.
And then you got people coming into the state. I mean, I look at how they call your house and say for a dollar, oh, you can go and feed these people over in this country for a week for a dollar. Okay, so you can do that for a dollar over there. Why are you raising prices over here so crazy?
Exactly.
It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. I can donate a dollar. I'm feeding my whole family of four for a month for a dollar in another country. But over here, things are jacked up so high. There's a problem. Complete.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that. DJ ATL, sir, you still over there with us?
Definitely still.
Hello?
Definitely. Yeah, I am still here. I'm with you guys right now.
We just wait. We ain't forget you now. We want to make sure that you know, you come on in here.
Yeah, I'm still
here.
We
definitely
want to
hear what you got to say.
May I please?
Sure,
you know, even with us being women, pregnant, and going in the store, you know, to try to buy baby milk now, you know, and you see so many women now that had went back to breastfeeding because of the milk that's in the store, you can't get it anymore. Or you can't find it, or something about it has set a change. So in making a difference, you know, with women going by breastfeeding now, going by breastfeeding their children for survival, you know, and breast milk is better. It's better anyway than bought milk because you know what goes into your body that you're feeding your child. So, I mean, look at the milk prices. The milk prices, you know, so it just goes to show us we pumped our own milk from my goat, you know, from the farm. But look at us now, you know, so much. And it's just so much to be said. Look at all of the prices that's making a change. They give you the plastic, but then you got the plastic. You can't even swipe the plastic anymore. Because now the plastic knows who you are. If you swipe it, it knows who you are, you know. Any credit card you have, it knows who you are when you swipe it. And then when you go to swiping it and it don't have any more money on it or they want to limit you, you know, with your money, what can you do? Argue, but you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's swiping. It's in the swiping. It's in the wrist. So use what you got. I'm completed.
And just real quick to expound on what she was saying, I was talking to a lady in Houston, and she gets the WIC coupons, which I'm sure you all may have heard of.
Yeah.
And on the WIC coupons, you know, it tells you fruits, vegetables, whatever, bread, milk. And, you know, the milk, of course, is for the babies, for the youth. And she was telling me that the way they have it set up is if it says 10 cans, then you have to buy all 10 cans. But if you go into a store and they don't have all 10 cans, then that coupon is not valid. And she went into a store and she was trying to get some milk for her baby, and there wasn't enough cans of milk, so she couldn't use the coupon. So she had to come out of her pocket and pay for the milk. And I don't know what the costs still are, but she was telling me that some cans are ranging from $10 to $20 just for one can of milk. And I don't know how many fluid ounces or what comes in those cans, but from what I remember, it's like maybe 5-6 bottles. You know,
that's
if you stretch it, maybe 10 if you stretch
it. Oh, man.
That's nothing but 2 or 3 days. You know, depends upon the baby. You depend upon your 6 ounces, 8 ounces, 10 ounces, whatever you're giving your baby, that one can of milk is not going to last. So you got to think about all levels and all avenues of, like you say, we think about these, you know, like we're thankful for the for the programs that we have. But when you really start to think about it, you get to think about these prices and what's going on. And you think about suffering from the oldest all the way down to the youngest. I just wanted to expound on what Evangelist Clayton has said, and without completing, if there's any more queens that have anything they'd like to express.
Hey, Jim,
or,
may I?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say, and I don't know if it will work in Ohio or where your friend is, but I know here my daughter gets those coupons also, and they will allow her, if the product isn't there, she can just get something, mm-hmm. and they'll take her name down, and they will call her when it comes in, or they'll let her know when the shipment comes in, and she can take it back and exchange it. But I don't know if that'll work up there for her. That's something she can look into, though. But we've had to do that a few times to get something to use it, but then they allowed us to take it back and exchange it for what she actually needed, because it switches out so much.
I definitely appreciate that. I will pass that information along. And that goes for anybody. Like, if you have information or you know certain things that maybe somebody doesn't know, and that might help them in their city or states, please pass that information along. Me and Miss Lady are working on some organizations where we're coming up with some things that hopefully soon we'll be able to come on here and we'll be able to give you numbers and websites that will be able to help people with, you know, ease some of the financial situations, maybe food or maybe whatever you're going through. To try to help. So we're working on that. But for definitely right now, just, you know, think smart. Use your money wisely. I know, you know, the stereotypical, you know, steaks and shrimps and, you know, all that good stuff. But I would maybe think twice about the steaks and shrimps. Leave the steaks and shrimps alone. You know, get you some soups and some dry goods and, you know, stuff that's gonna last you. Because if we're really going to go through this transition that the news and, you know, the media says that we're going to go through, you need to start stocking up on your canned goods and your dry goods, you know, your powdered milks and, you know, your powdered potatoes or your powdered eggs if you have to, whatever the case may be. But, you know, think smart. Like, you know, you think it's free money. It's not free money. It's really not. Somebody gave their blood, sweat, and tears for us to be able to enjoy these benefits.
That's right.
So I just want to throw that out there, and I'm completely.
May I?
Absolutely,
may I?
Right ahead.
Okay. Like I was saying earlier, you know, Illinois still gets pandemic food stamps, and I know me, myself, and other people that I know, we don't even bother those stamps. You know, I just let mine build up. You know, they're not going to take them away because they know they're giving them to us, but. Man, I just don't go in the store like, oh, I'm going to get this because I got this. No, I'm not about to go crazy because I got all these food stamps. There's no need for that. Still act like you was acting when you was getting your little amount, you know? Yeah, so my daughter be like, oh, this thing, no, how much is that? I don't care if I got all these food stamps. I'm still going to shop. On the budget, period. Like, you know, I'ma still eat what I eat, but if it's too high, it's gonna stay there. It's gonna stay there until I find out another store got it on sale.
Absolutely.
I'm complete.
And that's she brings up a good thing. And remember, there are coupons. Take advantages of the apps that you can download on your phone, because when you walk into these stores, whether it's a dollar store, a Walmart, a Target, wherever you at, they have those QR scan codes, and you can scan that into your phone, and then when you get up to the counter, they just, you know, you take it all right off. So be smart and look for those QR scan codes. And like I say, you try to get all the virtual coupons that you can. Save penny anywhere you can. Save a dollar anywhere you can. You know what I'm saying? We got to try to help each other and remind each other. You know, that's why I love some of the lady friends that, you know, I go out in public and they look out for me and they help me out. And they say, oh no, here, get this. This is cheaper. You get two for one. Or this is a better deal, or let me go ahead and scan this coupon right quick. So anything that we can do to help each other, pass the knowledge, pass the wisdom along, anything you can do out here, save whatever you can. I'm complete.
May I please?
Okay. Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Let me encourage the line, too. You know, okay. And you made a valid point. You made a valid point. Though I didn't get you dry beans, rice. I mean, a lot of people, yeah. I don't eat rice. I don't eat this and I don't eat that. But learn how to eat. Start learning how to eat things that you don't eat, which are more healthier. And as well, too, pay attention to your drinks, milk, juices, whatever you're getting from the mm-hmm. stores, you know, and as I said, I can't see it, but truly, I have a scanner, a reader that can read what the can is, but because I have a personal care that does my shopping, please make sure that you pay attention to the expiration date.
Absolutely.
On items that you're purchasing, the expiration dates, you know, because, you know, as the food come in, you know, remember milk used to last, man. We said at least have milk about a week and a half. It depends on how many was in the household that was drinking the milk. But pay attention to your dates now because, you know, the groceries are coming in days later, So just stuff like that, various things like that. Your dry goods, you know, they forever in a day. If you keep them mm-hmm. safe and secure, they'll last. But I encourage you to stock up on your dry goods, man. Stock mm-hmm. up. Stock up and learn how to eat them butter beans and lima beans and dried out beans. You know, I promise you you'll like it. I promise you'll love it. I'm completed.
Thank you so much. Did I hear you, Miss Pride and Joy? Did you want to say something?
I was going to.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that down here, they had, you know, places that were coming out, like the Salvation Army, different kind of businesses down here. They came out and, you know, gave them gas, was giving people gas, giving people food and stuff. People that, you know, that you have gave stuff and maybe put money in their stuff, they came out and gave it out too as well for different people that was down here. But what we did lose here is we have a tobacco company that's been here before I was here, and I'm 50-something years old. We lost that. That was our number one thing down here, and we lost it. And it's another part of North Carolina that lost it, but I can't remember right now. But that's our number one thing that we had here. We've been having that for years and years and years. And like I said, it was here way before I was here, so I don't really know how old it is. But we lost that, and they only taking only 100-something people with them. That, and I know it's probably 500 to 700, maybe 800 people work in there. They only taking 130-something mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. with them. Mm-hmm. So these are people mm-hmm. that don't put 20, 30 years, 40, we don't know how long in these plants. And they don't even know. You know, you don't even know if your plan going to be even good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
these people don't been there years and years and years. And hey, they just now announced it this week. This week they announced that only 130-something going with them.
Wow.
Only.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I just want to put out there because Queen, Miss Destiny.
This is
and,
DJ ATL. Oops, sorry.
Oh, no. Good
May night. I come in or?
I just want to say something real, real quick, sir, if you don't mind. Something we were talking about, Queen, Miss Uncheckable Destiny. We were talking about 211. I believe in Illinois it's 311.
311, yeah.
This is a hotline that you can call, a number that you can call. I know one for sure mm-hmm. in Ohio, if you call 211, there's an operator mm-hmm. that will answer. And tell them whatever it is you need. They're about resources.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
about getting you to programs, shelters, mm-hmm. helping you get lists of pantries,
mm-hmm.
Giving you all types of information that mm-hmm. you might find you know, that you need or somebody else needs. So, like I said, definitely in Ohio, 211. So if you're listening in Ohio, call 211, and you just tell the operator when she says, may I help you, tell her whatever resources you're trying to find or you're looking for, tell them, and they'll be able to guide you in the right direction. And I don't know if any other city has that type of service. I know mm-hmm. Uncheckable, if you want to expound on Chicago, Illinois, what's going on down there, and if any other cities have that type of hotline, the 211 or the 311, where you can call and talk to an operator and get help, Please, go ahead. Complete.
Mm-hmm. It's your boy, DJ ATLN Styles. We're getting ready to go into the bonus hour. Feel free if you get out. Anybody, we won't be getting any more calls come in. Definitely, we were just talking. I appreciate what you guys are saying, and that is very important that here on the Six Sides Network that we try to inform people what we can do to help them in any kind of crisis, any kind of situation. Now, I wanted to piggyback on some three things that someone said earlier. Race. Race is always going to be a part of the scenario here in America or probably around the world because it's a money financial situation. By being money financial, when we say race, it clocks relation money and everything travels around it. And I think that's what keeps us always in the bangle of discussion about race. Regardless of whether you're black, white, skinny, or whatever, it's race is going to play an infection in that. Now, the problem in our society right now and what we're going through with this gas crisis and a lot of other things that's going on with the newest structure of you know, jobs and everything, because some of the jobs on top of that, is that the wages aren't really competing with the wages of life that stand for life for people to survive. That's the main problem. Food shortage comes because of those kind of things, because we're not having really effective people and we're not putting people in effective ways to do things. Now, one thing that I'm bringing this up as far as African-Americans, because I got to talk about African-Americans, we've gotten out of the agriculture part of the thing of growing plants, growing food and all that. We've gotten completely out of that for some reason, which we should be really there when we have to have other people to actually feed us. And that, I think that that's one of the worst things that we can put our position in, any race or anybody can put themselves in. So right now, that's one of our main crises. Another thing, someone said something very smart about when you go to grocery stores and you look at food, when you look at food, you make sure that data is right. Make sure is exactly what you're getting is what you're getting. Another thing, food is not as same as it was 20 or 30 years ago. You used to be able to get a milk and it would last you for probably a month if you did everything right now, but not anymore. So you can tell that they have not manufactured food to make it where it's not the same, and they have done things. To me, I was telling somebody, studying them making it last longer, they've made it make it more shorter. Portions have also changed, too. Mm-hmm. You pay for, let's say, I'm going to give you a consistency. You probably pay for 20 potato chips. So they took 5 out. Now you still pay for that 20 when there ain't 5 in that bag anymore. So I'm telling you, this is how our society has become, and this is where we at. So I just want people, the thing is, we have a voice to talk back, and we need to be able to organize and be able to let people know what things is. Don't just go to status quo and say, okay, yeah, this is what it is, and this is what it's supposed to be like. That's not where it's supposed to be like. If you talk, if you see things wrong, you need to report them. Now, if you get in a grocery store and you see tainted food, stop saying, okay, well, I'm not going to shop there no more. Tell everybody else, hey, man, we need all not shop there, regardless of based on what race, because if they're doing it there, they're going to do it everywhere else because they can get away with it because we're not speaking up. And I see a lot of that going on around here in this country now where people feel that as long as I'm okay, I don't worry about no one else. But if everyone else is painting, you're going to paint too because they're coming for you. So I just want to make that out there. I'm going to go ahead and pass it because I know there's a lot of people who want to talk. Who else wants to come in on this, chime in on this topic?
Please, anyone, go ahead. If you have an opinion or a thought, please go right ahead. Hello?
May I please?
Go ahead.
May I please? There's nobody else. Hey, you know, I'm so astounded by what you just said. You know, and if we as a group of people, you know, take our eyes off of what it looks like and who it is, and so forth. But I want to go back to where the apartment complexes, the stores, various stores now in your area, and I know it's in mine, and we do have the 211, the 311, and the 411 in the state of Florida. We have those resources that can assist with the phone, you know, with your information of hunger, you know, and shelters and so many places and hospitals and revenues and, you know, so many places for the men and women vision of manhood and so forth. But we got to be willing to want to help somebody. We got to be willing to want to help somebody. We got to be hand in hand. You know, we got to be hand in hand. We got to put one hand in somebody else's hand and help somebody. And help somebody. You know, we can beat this thing. We don't have to let it beat us. We're winners. We're fighters. And we are.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Mr. Six.
Good evening,
sir.
Good evening, Mr. Six.
Hello, sir.
Good evening, everybody.
I just walked back in the house. I see the station was in good hands, so thank you all.
Good night.
No problem.
Oh, whatever we can do to help, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. So from what I got when I came in, we were talking agricultural, different resources.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're talking about food shortages. We're talking about all that's going on globally. Definitely. Prices in the grocery stores, prices at the pumps, everything that's just going on right now, you know, food shortages, everything that's going on right now. So,
may I?
Absolutely.
May.
For anybody that's listening in the Chicago area, Willie Wilson is giving out free gas. So far, he's trying to give out $1 million or two. A free gas. So
wow.
Check
now
into that if you're calling from the Chicago area.
Now, do you have an address? Is there a location? Is there a certain area?
No. From my understanding, it's no place to call. You just be at these local gas stations. And it's so many gas stations are participating in this.
Absolutely. So,
my daughter friend, she got $40 worth of gas, but she did run out of gas while waiting. They pushed her to the pump and gave her some gas, and then when she was about to leave, her battery was dead, so they gave her a jump. So I mean, you know, we're helping one another, but yeah.
That's right.
And
Willie
once again,
Wilson,
could you tell us what
name.
Area, what city, state?
It was actually in the Chicago area and in the surrounding suburbs.
Appreciate that.
Thank
you
so
much, Mr.
All over, you know.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Mr. Six, you was about to say what, sir?
Yeah, that's a blessing that they're doing that. I just hope it goes off without a hitch and nobody gets ignorant and try to hurt somebody.
Right.
May I, please?
Absolutely.
You may.
First of all, this is Queen. Hello, Mr. Six. Welcome to your show.
Thank you.
I'm talking about all this bad stuff. I just got a bit of good information I wanted to share.
Please.
So there's a few states, I believe New York is one of them, I want to say maybe Florida, Texas, California maybe, but at any rate, they just passed what's called the Crown Act.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful because what that is now nobody, because it's not just blacks, nobody can be discriminated against in a job or a place of employment because of their hair. You know, if that black girl
wow.
was in that company and wear her hair naturally, they cannot discriminate against her because of her hair. The natural locks, colors, none of that. So there's two states that's passed that so far, and it's called the Crown Act. I guess other states are working on it, but I just want to throw it out there as a good bit of good news that we progressed in something finally, because I know a lot of people are doing natural now. A lot of people are doing locks now, and a lot of people are being discriminated against or overlooked because of that job because of that. So now there's a couple of states that's passed a law that you cannot be discriminated against because of your hair.
Even in schools, they were doing that, not letting the kids graduate and stuff like that. Yeah,
yep.
That's a good thing.
That's excellent. And I also want to talk about a law that they just passed now for anybody that has any loved ones, be it elderly or anyone that's in a rehabilitation center, they have passed what's called an Esther's Law. It's called Esther's Law. and what it was, how that came about. This man's mother was put inside of a nursing home, and he put a hidden camera in there, and eight people came in there and beat her up.
What?
So, yeah. So they have passed Esther's law, so now you are able to put a camera in plain sight. You don't have to hide it. It's in plain sight, and if you have a loved one that's in there, you can have it hooked up to where you just can see what's going on. You can have it linked to your phone so you can watch your loved one. It's called the Esther Laws, and it's rolled out in all the 50 states.
That's a good thing to know.
That's real good.
Absolutely. You know, please tell your people about it. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, because you put your loved ones in there, you know, and, you know, it takes a special person to care for someone.
Yeah.
You know, they're paying money, and they're paying money not to get abused. I mean, these people, this lady wanted to get fed. They're just coming in there just taking their frustrations out on her. And they asked her, so wrong. You know? Yes, ma'am. So I'm glad that's put in place to where you can at least rest comfortably knowing that your loved one is okay.
Right.
You know? Okay. Yeah, so that's called the Esther's Law. I'm complete.
Wow. That's deep. May I?
Absolutely.
It was an incident happened back years ago. This lady was in a coma for some years. I think she was in a coma for like 5 or 6 years, but she ended up pregnant.
Yeah.
She ended up pregnant. Oh, yeah. And come to find out, I think the doctor or someone like that was having sex with this lady. And I'm like, that is so creepy. Like, that is sad. You can't even put your family in nursing homes and rehabilitation centers without them getting abused or raped or something.
Yeah, that is crazy. What's going on in these group homes? What's going on? It's really crazy.
Yeah. May I say?
Absolutely, you may.
And you definitely, this is Evangelist Clayton from Tallahassee, and not only the nursing home, but those that come to take care, personal cares in homes, home health care that come into your home, you have to definitely be aware of the abuse there. You know, a lot of times, you know, you have those that come in that post care take for your mom or your dad or your sister, your brother, whomever. And just those two in the homes as well, too, because there's so much going on in the homes as well, too. And I'm so grateful for that law being passed. I'm so grateful that you can instill cameras. But, you know, people have the mindset now, they have it on their phones now, you know, so you can watch your home away from home. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a very beautiful thing. I'm
completely,
you know.
You definitely bring up a good point.
So,
definitely bring up just real quick. She brings up a good point, Evangelist Clayton. You know, we have elderly people, and there's a lot of home health agencies. So we have a lot of these home health providers. But I don't know how it is in your cities, your communities, but down here in Ohio, like, you know, they just swap them out. Like, you may have one for a week, you may have one for a month, you may have one for a year. So if it comes to, like, even putting a camera in an elderly, you know, your grandmother, your grandfather, your mother, your father's resident when you're not around to see what's going on. Because there are cases of abuse from these home health providers. There are cases where they come in and they steal money, information, things like that. So definitely, just to expound on what Mr. Six and Evangelist Clayton said, if you have people that are in these situations, yes, you know, you have the cams where you can put them and you can watch and monitor everything from your cell phone. I just wanted to add that in there right quick, and I'm complete.
May I?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, that's true. It's scary, and I urge people if they can to visit your people there and go at a different time. Never let them know exactly when you are coming in.
Right.
I mean, I used to do that all the time with my half-brother. I used to go there certain times. And you tell me I haven't sex with people, you know, you think that's better. Now, what you think about these maniacs that have sex with the dead people in the funerals? Mm-hmm. I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I mean, how mm-hmm. sick could you be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Well. I mean, that's sad. The dead can't even rest in life. They won't have sex. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Complete. I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to have a whole show on that. That's crazy.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, crazy. May I say something, please?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Please. You have a mom or dad or your family member too, because you know you see so much, but nothing is being said. Your finances, you know that your home health agencies and stuff are going shopping for you, you know, going shopping for their client, you know. Somebody, family member, somebody that you can trust, make sure that you keep accountability of their food stamp, because the food stamp was brought up, you know, their checking account, you know, making sure that what is being written for a utility bill or, you know, for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever it may be, you know, to take accountability of keeping track of the your loved one records to make sure nothing else is coming out and what she ordered may be what she's getting and what she's not getting, especially if she's visually impaired and then if she's bedridden. You know, make sure that the money that goes off of her car is accounted for the item that she has that is much needed for him or her or they or whomever that it may be that you're caretaking for. Amen. And that your loved one and family. So be more concerned about your loved one and those of concern.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Expound on that. I have an even better one because
mm-hmm.
You give somebody your bank card and they go shopping. You know, they might put some stuff in there extra for them, but if you the Cash App. Now we talked about Cash App. And there's uh-huh. this big thing going around Cash App, 22.com. You're supposed to get $750 if anybody needed some money. But what I would suggest is everybody get a Cash App card.
Uh-huh.
And when you pay your bills or whatever, just put all that money uh-huh. on that card. And then that way it's not messing with the actual bank,
uh-huh.
but whatever, like for the utilities or whatever, for the groceries, just have
mm-hmm.
that money set aside on that card so that they only have access to that card
mm-hmm.
and nothing else. And that would be a better experience, I believe.
Yes.
I'm complete.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yes.
May I, please?
Absolutely.
You may. Come on down.
Well, thank you. This is Queen from North Carolina. Just wanted to back up a little bit when we were talking about health care and off the record, but I just noticed also that Clarence Thomas was released from the hospital. He was cleared of COVID, but he did have some flu-like symptoms, but he's doing great. He is being treated for infection, but he has been released from the hospital. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I'm completed.
It's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Let's see what I can find, y'all.
Mr. Two Piece, mm-hmm. Mr. Miss Pride Joy.
I want to go back to when they was talking about your parents being in, you know, these homes and when you be in these rehabilitation places and stuff. I want to go back to making sure that you do check on people that was there, because I know during my time when I was in rehabilitation learning how to do everything back over, I happened to be in a room with a lady, and she couldn't do nothing. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, God put me in the room with her because, number one, I was trying to speak, but it was like slur,
So it was like I had to be her voice because I noticed something when I came in there. For one, her clothes was coming out of the closet. So you know she had to be there forever and ever. I mean, she had clothes coming out of the closet. Okay? And some when people come in there to clean her and stuff like that, she couldn't talk. So they would clean her. And I'm like, huh? You know, they would just come in, you know, and no change, no definite. They go on out there, go on. But I said, wait a minute now. So once that lady came in there and she started getting me back, you know, speaking, learning how to pick up everything, my fork and everything all over again, I became her voice because I was not going to sit in that room and let them treat that lady like that. I started telling everything on them, everything they was doing, when they weren't cleaning her, when they weren't taking her to get a shower. I told everything on them.
That's a blessing.
Wow. Yeah, they weren't doing nothing. They weren't doing nothing. And then they'll come in here and they'd be like, oh, she stinks so bad. But then y'all don't ever clean her. Y'all don't ever do nothing for her. So I just started telling everything on her. And I just hate the day that I left because I never know what happened after that, you know.
Wow. Well, God bless you. I mean, for that moment, you were there. And,
yes.
You know, the last thing you want to do is at least keep your dignity. I mean, because, like I say, when these people sign up, it's like this. If you are bad at customer service, don't get a job at a restaurant. Don't get a job at a fast food place. Don't get a job at a grocery store. If you cannot conduct yourself in the capacity in which you chose to work, it's not for you. You know?
Right.
And when you become someone's caretaker, I mean, you're supposed to take care of them. You know, treat them as you would treat your parents. You know, providing you treat your parents good, that's the model you go by. And you know, if you do that, then, you know, you treat your parents good, you treat the people that you take care of good. But a lot of the people are just there for that paycheck, unfortunately.
It's unfortunate.
Complete.
May I?
Absolutely.
Just two pieces from South Carolina. One of the things I want to touch back on is like what Godfather was saying about surprise. That was one of the ways that we was actually to catch how they was treating my father. My sister and brother always called and said they was coming by a nursing home to see him. If you call and say you're coming by, of course, they're going to go real quickly to that room, clean everything up possible like it's supposed to be. But it was one day when me and my wife, we just popped up. And we went there, we had our code that we put into the door, and we walked through. They said, oh, you didn't call and let us know you was coming. Just give it, nah, you have to give me a moment. I'm going to go and see my father. When we got there, the odor that was coming from that room was just horrific. It didn't make no sense for older to come out like, did he just change you, Papa? He said, no, I've been laying here. And my father's 93 years old. He was 91 then. He said, I've been laying all day asking for somebody to change me. Nobody came. I said, when this happened? My father been laying there from 9 o'clock. And it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon when we got there. And his feet was all alone. He did not change nothing. But with these cameras and stuff they got going, not just with the elderly folks in the nursing home as well as your schools, because abuse goes on in schools, the schools and daycare as well. I don't know about y'all states, but in South Carolina, they do a thing called spy cam, which you have access to look at a camera of your loved ones, especially if, like, with me, when I go into the hospital, I'm totally blind, can't see nothing. So they can even sneak up and do stuff that he claimed he's doing and not doing. When I was in the ICU, they gave a camera ID to my wife as well as my brother that they can look at that camera at certain points through the day and see what's going on, see if I'm being properly taken care of, I'm being properly, you know, done before when I press the button or not. A lot of times they would sneak and do things because they know you don't have access to get inside the hospital because of the pandemic. They don't let you in here. They don't let you in there. And they did do that as well as in public school as well. So here in South Carolina, in some of the districts they're trying out, there's a spy thing. If you're a parent over that person and you on that record, you can go into that website, go into that class and type in your password, and you can look at what's going on with your kid. You know, for me, I have one child that's mentally challenged. So at any point, I can get one of my sisters or somebody that I trust, put in that password, and we can watch small kids and see what he's doing, see how he's being treated, are they properly teaching him, are they abusing him. Because sometimes your kids may come be legal and come back home, as well as elderly folks, and, you know, they can go to an elderly daycare, as they call it here. And they leave one way, come back, they got bruised. You try to figure out, well, how they get these bruises? Everybody wants to cover stuff up. So it's all about where they at, the facility at, the school and stuff. Sometimes you have to call and find out what kind of access do I have? When can I pop up? Because, you know, like when we was in school, you know, mama would just pop up on
me. Oh, yeah.
When they come in, you know, the kids that teacher doing something wrong in the classroom, they'll just pop up. But if you call and say, well, I'm going to make a schedule appointment at 11 o'clock. I'm going to come and sit in the back of my kid's class. Yeah, that teacher's going to be on point with everything they got to do that day. But to catch them in the wrong, catch them with slacking off or something, you got to do a pop-up. So I suggest that, you know, just call your local district or call whatever facility when you put them in that nursing home. Find out what all you got access to do. Because a lot of times there are cameras that you got access that you get into, but I like it where they say they can put where you can put your own camera in and you can spy. That's need to be done all over the United States, all over the world. Completely.
It's coming.
Completely.
Yeah, Esther law is coming to your city. It's coming. It's all across the board, Esther's law. You'll be hearing about it.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I know we're coming to a close. Is there any more thoughts, any more opinions that anybody would like to express about anything that we've discussed or went over tonight?
Well, it's DJ ATLM Styles, and, you know, y'all touch on a lot of bases, and I think we need to have a longer conversation because y'all hit on a lot of stuff about cameras, technology, because there's things that we're not understanding. And we have a young generation that I think that's being grown up that's not really getting the information down to understand that these things are aware that they exist and they are telling things. One thing I do want to say before I get out of here is that I just want people to do more. When you have these COVID tests and they doing all this stuff, you have access. You got a powerful tool. You got a phone. You got a computer. Please do research. I'm begging everyone, please do research. When you take in medicine or you doing any, please do research. If you go take a vaccine, I mean, and I'm not trying to discourage no one not to take it, but do research. Find out, is this something that your body can take? I think that because people have gotten so relaxed and so comfortable that they don't think that anything so enhanced is going to be okay. That's not the case. Hello. You still have to get out here and educate. Oh, Six, you got something to say before I get off? I pass the ball to Six. I think Six is trying to say something.
Well, I'm coming in late. I encourage you all to check out this show. You're going to listen to it maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. But check this show out. And we're here each and every Saturday, roughly around 11:30. AJ and the squad here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So everybody give a call, 424-243-9617. Go to your podcast portion, your iPad, your Android, and type in Six Eyes, SIXEYES, space, radio, RADIO. Press subscribe, and you'll have Six in the gang, ATL, and AJ in the squad. Now back to you.
And once again, all real right. Quick, I just – oh, my bad. Go ahead, Mr. ATL, DJ ATL. Go right ahead.
Oh, no. Please say – because we're getting ready to end the show so we can do this thing.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick, once again, condolences to the Sampson family from the Six Stars Radio Network, from DJ ATL, and, of course, AJ and the squad. And we just wanted to, you know, if it was okay with Mr. Six, with you, Mr. DJ ATL, we like to close with a serenity prayer before we get up out of here. So if that's okay with everybody.
May I say one thing?
That's okay.
Absolutely, you might go ahead.
And I make it real quick. Squad, don't forget to meet over in 71 when this is over. Thank you. And we're not going to be in there till 4 o'clock either.
Okay, now, everybody, as we put your hands together.
Now, that's a new name for the crew. This is the AJ, DJ, ATL, Six Eyes, and Crew. Poor, we're going to get some names there. We're going to get everything together. We're going to call this the new crew. We're going to make sure that that name is represented. So y'all also out there in blog world and also the whole people who came on, definitely, you'll be able to go to our site and download the MP3 format so you can be able to, if you want to, you can share it to your other friends who don't have the time to check it on tonight, but they can always go and check it out anytime they want. Definitely going to get that link set up for everybody so y'all be able to hear the live show every time we do it every week.
I absolutely appreciate you, sir. Go ahead, my fault.
If you check the box right now, it'll flood the pages. If you check that box, Twitter, Facebook, I think they got Instagram added on there now. If you check that box before we end the show, it'll upload and populate to those pages. I'm complete for the night. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. And we could all just put our hands together, however you do your prayer. And if we could all together, God grant me the serenity.
God grant me the serenity.
To accept the things I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the things I can.
The courage to change.
The wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom
to know
the difference.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to appreciate Mr. Six, the Six Eyes Radio Network listeners, and of course, Mr. DJ ATL, and of course, the squad. I love all y'all, respect and appreciate each and every one of you for everything that you bring to the show.
Check, check,
yes,
check.
Love, love, love.
Check.
Definitely, definitely. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and get up out of here.
Nice,
like I said.
Good night.
Good night.
Drop it. Thanks for another great show, everybody.
Everybody, 1, 2, 3, we drop it. And y'all, like I said, don't be afraid to tell people how you feel.
Hey, don't be afraid to know that this, I'm ATL.
Mm-hmm.
ATL. Now check it. Now check
it out.
All right,
go ahead.
Now, as you know, I'm a composer myself, right? So. What we're going to do, now you've had your drop it for quite some time now. Now I have some great music, so we're going to have a new theme song next week. Everybody excited?
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Right. So before we get out of here, can we have a rest in peace to drop it? One more time, ATL, for the listeners. One more time before we put
all
this
right,
song
yeah, like
to
I
bed.
Say,
one more time.
Just don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it.
Drop it.
All right.
Drop it. They love it.
Till the next
time. God bless y'all. Take care.
All right. Okay. God bless y'all. Good night, everybody. Good show.
It's your boy, DJ ATL Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it.
Drop it.